Word of God. I know the time is a little bit of a little situation this morning. It's 11:47, so we're going to finish around 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll leave it in God's hand. Let the Holy Spirit guide us this morning. We just want to go straight to the Word of God. But once again, happy Father's Day to every single man in this place this morning. Psalms 118, verse 24 tells us, the Lord has done in this very day, let us what? Church, are we here this morning? Let us what?
Rejoice.
Let us what?
Rejoice.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and... So there's God has worked in miraculous ways in people's lives here this morning. You have heard just a testimony of God just worked. So if this is the day the Lord has made, let us rejoice. We must rejoice because God has helped us. God has once again come out, and He just come out again, and God responded to our prayer. So as I just look at this verse, I say, Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We got to rejoice. And I'm in a Pentecostal church this morning. It's all stand for this moment. It's all stand once again. If God has worked in your life this morning, I want this place shouting because it says this is the day that the Lord has made and let us rejoice. It does not tell us to be silent. It tells us to rejoice. So 1, 2, 3, rejoice in the name. Let us worship the Lord. Let us praise His name this morning. Thank Him for what He has done because He is a great and a mighty God this morning. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We're rejoicing in Your name. We rejoice this day, O Lord, because You have saved us, oh God. You have helped us, oh God. You have healed us, oh Lord. And we want to rejoice this morning, oh God. Oh yes, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to get up on our knees, oh God, and to rejoice daily, oh God, because You have helped us one more day, oh Lord. And this morning, oh God, as the Word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And we want to praise You, oh Lord, because we're here with us this morning, oh Lord. We thank You, Lord. Lord, as we come to Your Word this morning, we ask of You, Lord, that Your Word would just speak forth in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Encourage us this morning through Your Word, oh God. Correct us, teach us, oh God. Help us, oh Lord, to continue to seek Thy face today, oh Lord. We thank You, oh Lord, for a great and awesome thing that You may do this morning, oh God. As You have blessed us with the praise and worship, as You have blessed us, oh God, with the testimony, as You have blessed us, oh God, with the dedication, oh God. Lord, we want to go to Your Word, oh God. We want to hear from You, Lord. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, direct me, anoint me this morning, O God, and let our hearts and our ears be attentive to You, Lord, this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I hope that feels better within your life this morning. Because let us rejoice. Because God has helped us once again this morning. And we know this is a Father's Day day, Father's Day, and usually when it's Father's Day, Mother's Day, it's pretty hard to just select a Father's Day and Mother's Day message itself because not everyone is a father here. Not everyone, you know, and sometimes when it's Mother's Day, not everybody is a mother. But we have motherhood and we have fatherhood. But this morning, it's Father's Day. We want to just say all the guys, not just the fathers here, but all the guys in this place, let me tell you something, I want the women to say amen to this. All the guys rock. All the guys rock in this place here. Amen? It's a special day even for the guys and for the men. Yes. The men like attention. We know that, huh? All the men like attention, so it's a Father's Day. And today, we want to say, all the men rock this morning here. Not just the fathers, but every man in this place here. So all the men from 18 and up, all the men, father and up, just I'll stand for a moment. I have just a special gift for every man in this place here. I want you to take your time and to read it. It's a booklet. So I want you to take your time when you go home and just take it. It's a dad adventure. So it's for every man. So the women, the sisters are coming down. They have to serve. They have to serve. Okay? They're serving us. So sisters are going to give out the books. It's just a little book. It's from the Promise Keepers. It's about fathers. And we want to give out to all the men in this place. We like attention. Come on, it's our Father's Day. Got to be happy. The women had what? Flowers when it was Mother's Day, and the men were so happy, and we just clapped and said, thank you, God, for the women of the church. We believe that the men are the backbone of the church. We look at the health, the strength of the church. We look at the men of the church, and if men are strong, we're going to have a strong church. Amen? If you have your book, you can be seated. Now, because the men are taking their rightful place, that means women are blessed. Women? If the men take the rightful place, the women are blessed. Amen? I mean that, ladies, because ladies, they are there to teach, to prophesy. What our leaders are called to do, they don't have all the pressures the way the guys and the men have all the pressures. Why? Because we were created, men. We were created for conflict. We were created for conflict. We were created to step out in the midst of confusion and bring peace. You were created to step out in the midst of confusion and bring peace, men. You're the backbone of the church. So all the situation in your life that's getting you crazy, God put them there because there is a reason why God has put men in this place. There's a reason why God put men in this place. This morning, I want to share a message on. It's about fathers, but it's about men, it's about women, it's about everyone here. So I want to challenge every single one of us to hear from God's word this morning. And I titled this message here this morning, Taking Back What Belongs to You. Taking back what belongs to you. Many of us have lost something. Many of us have lost a relationship, and the enemy had came in and snatch that relationship from you. Whatever situation that it may be, it would have been a wrong choice that the person made, but the enemy had come and removed that relationship with your son, or that relationship with the daughter, or your spouse, or it can be with an uncle or an aunt or a brother. But to tell you here, to tell you something that's extremely important, if you don't act on it, you cannot get back what belongs to you. God created you to have a relationship with your family. God did not create you to be separated with your spouse. Not created to be separated with your children. He created you to be in unity and together. So the enemy comes and rips away the relationships and divorces and hurts families and hurts mothers and hurts dads. Dads, wake up. It is time for us to take back what belongs to you. God has placed that for you, and you must go out and take what belongs to you. It is time for us to roll up our sleeves, get on our knees, and say, I want back that relationship, and I got to do what I got to do to get that relationship, so I'm going to fight for it until that relationship is back together with my family. Do we believe that this morning? So I was trying to figure out what text can I preach this morning to bring out to encourage every one of us this morning. And I looked at Abraham and Lot. Lot was the nephew of Abraham. And you know the story that Abraham went out to rescue Lot. There's something value there. It was his nephew. He did not care about the possession, but he cared about his nephew. He went all the way to get his nephew back into relationship with Abraham. Now, are we going to go out the same way the way Abraham did? Going out, and there's things that he's done that you and I will need to practice and apply that in our lives so we can get back what we have lost. Going to Genesis chapter 14, verses 1 to 17, we're going to look at it later on. And we're going to just go verse by verse or a couple of verses together. Abraham is going to a promised land. He's very close to 100 years old, and Abraham was characterized as crisis after crisis. In verses 1 to 12, we see that in Genesis 14, it records that the first war mentioned in the Bible. The five city states in the plain of Jordan has been subject for 12 years to the kings for eastern city states, and finally revolved against them. This is, of course, was a declaration of war. So four kings invaded the plain to Jordan, and five kings into subjection. Four powerful kings of tribes from the northeast came to punish rebellious tribes in the south, and that also included Sodom, and that was Lot's new home. And I'm giving you just a little history of Genesis 14 there. And Lot represents himself a different generation. He got himself in a little mess, and 4 kings capture Abraham's nephew. And if you look in Genesis chapter 13, verses 5 to 9, we don't have all the time to look at it, because there was some situation happening with the nephew of with Lot and Abraham. They split themselves up, they divided themselves, and they went their own ways. And Lot went near the city of Sodom, right there. If you look in Genesis 13, it says he was near the city of Sodom. And then in verses chapter 14, verses 11 and 12, now he was living in Sodom. So there was a separation that happened. Abraham went his direction, Lot went his direction. So, but it was because of that choice that they've decided, and Abraham and Lot was in the wrong place at the wrong time. They came, and the soldiers, the kings came and captured Lot. And now, this is what happens at times in lives. We are in situations of life. We have a great relationship. Our sons get older. Our daughters get older. And then they make their own ways. And they go to a place close by a sin city. And all of a sudden, they're close by the sin city. And then they're captured by sin. And then they're so close and wrapped by in sin. And they're far away from the family. They're far away from God. They're far away from everyone else. So this is what happens. Is Lot is away. And Abraham is one side and Lot's another way. And now as he heard that Lot was captured, this is what extremely that we need to look at today. You and I know, you and I must have lost a dream. You have not, might lost something, a family member, that a relationship, maybe something that in life, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a son or a daughter, but something that you had. It could have been joy. It could have been the first love with God. It could have been whatever it is, but you're not longer there in that place with God anymore. You're separated from that. But if you know of someone in that way, there's things that you and I must do. We must act on it. When you know there's someone living in sin, when you know there's someone who's captured, when you know there's someone away from God, you must act on it. You and I have a responsibility. You must have that heart. The way Abraham said, I'm going back to take Lot. That's something value. It's not possessions what he's looking for. He's looking at something that has life. That's what I'm looking for you this morning. Something that has life. Some of you fathers have lost relationships. Some of you fathers have lost things in life, and it's time for us to take it back and to bring it back where it belongs to, into your hands. So Abram had to do something. It's when he had heard that Lot was captured, when he had heard that his relative has been captured, he called out. You and I hear, and you know of someone who is far away from the things of God, who is not serving God. So when you hear that, just don't look it from a distance, but we must act on it and do something about it. Remember, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. He says, the Bible says, but I have come that we have life and have it to the full. Satan does not need your car, your house, or your suits, or whatever it is. He does not need anything like that. He wants to steal your relationship with Christ. He wants to remove your joy. He wants to remove that first love you have with Him. He wants to steal something that has value. Some of us this morning are facing through the hardest times in life, and the enemy has stole something that has value in your life. It can be anything. It can be the joy. Because when you don't have that joy anymore, there is no more strength. When you don't have the joy of the Lord in your life, there is no place where you want to look at anymore. You have no more strength to continue. So the enemy will come and try to take away that joy from you. That joy that you have with Christ. He will bring you doubt. He will bring you confusion. He will bring you just bad things just to destroy you, to remove that joy that you have for Him. Because he knows the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's what it is. The only way you're going to have strength is when you and I will have the joy of the Lord in our lives. And that's what we want, the joy of the Lord in our lives this morning. Children of God, we need to take back what belongs to us, what belongs to you. So Genesis 14:14 says this. So when Abram heard that his relative has been captive, he called out 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as them. So when he hears about his lot, He hears about his nephew Lot was captured. He called out 318 men. 318 men that was there. They were trained. No matter how good the equipment is, if the soldiers are not trained, they will be easily defeated. So they were being trained very well. And remember, it was the first war that they were having right there. So these men were being trained to do what? Now, obviously, they'll be trained to fight. You know something? This church is God's trained people. You're being trained by God every single time you come into the house of God. Every time you hear from the Word. Every time you pray, you're being trained. You're being trained to fight. So if you're just going to be sitting down and not learning, you're not being trained. But you're hearing from God's Word and you're being trained to fight. So there's not a lot sit down and warm up a pew. You get ready because you're trained to fight to get what was lost, to get that relationship back into your household once again. Now you've been trained in as soldiers of the army of Christ. See, the thing is, we're trained by the scriptures. The better you know the Bible, the better your equipment to fight the enemy. If we're just going to come in a church and warm up a pew and not read the scriptures, not study the Word, you're not going to win the battle. You're not going to win the fight. You need to study the Word. You need to put yourself in God's Word. And we here at New Hope Christian Assembly, we are trained men because God has put us here for a reason and for a purpose. 318 men equipped. And they also hear sons and daughters, not just men, sons and daughters. Women of God, you are trained. You are trained to fight. You are trained to go out and take what belongs to you. You might be here for a first day or 2 months, 3 months, 3 years. But you're being trained and to do something. You're being equipped. You're being equipped. So now he selected 318 men to go out and fight. And fight to take back what belongs to him. We are going to pursue. We are going to attack and recover what belongs to us. We're not quitters. We don't want to be remembered as quitters. We're not quitters. We're going to pursue, we're going to attack, and we're going to recover what belongs to you. You think of it for a moment. Have you lost a dream? Have you lost a relationship? Have you lost a joy? Have you lost that first love that you want back? If there's someone here that lost that and you really want it, you got to go for it. You got to go for it. Now, if you're going to have, I guarantee you, how does it feel when someone comes in your own home and steals your jewelry? It breaks your heart. Something that does remembrance. Something a mother or father will give you a ring or give you a chain and someone comes in and stole from you. Doesn't that kill you? It should not even hurt you as much as when someone that you love is captured by sin. That's where you have to run. That's where you have to go and say, I want back my son. I want back my wife. I want back my daughter. I want back my relationship with my brother. I want back my relationship with my mother and father. I want back that. That's when you have to run and say, I'm going to attack until I get it. I'm going to go for it. Because remember, we're not fighting for possessions. We're fighting for something that has value. Something that has value. And you and I know this morning, there are many of us here have lost the relationship with our family members. And the devil has won again. The devil has won again. We're not going to make him win today because we're going to fight for it. We're going to fight for it. Some of us might be just messed up. And some ball has just dropped on us. And we just feel down and tired. Says, how can I do this today? How can I do this today? You see, the scripture tells us their men were trained in the household. In the household, it means spiritually remind us that for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. That everyone born of God overcomes the world. Overcomes meaning John clearly defines who these overcomers are. They are one who believe that Jesus is God's son, and that all that means. The overcomers are believers. You and I are believers this morning, and we are overcomers. When it comes to rescue a family member from the captivity of sin, there is no distance or no too far to travel, no cost too great to spend. If a family member is enslaved to sin, we must do anything that we can to deliver them from captivity. Never underestimate the power of the enemy. Never underestimate the power of the enemy, because at times we underestimate it and say, oh, God is strong, but the devil is strong also. What does it tell us? Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic power of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. It takes more than zeal and courage to win a war. It must also have effective equipment. You must have this armor of God upon your life to fight this. To fight this enemy. And there's something important here that we must look at here. When you have heard that the Lot was captured, they worked in unity. He gathered the men, so there is unity there. You and I have to work in unity. We cannot pinpoint and say, oh, that family is suffering. Look at that, because of their sin. No. When we see this a situation, we've got to work in unity and love and say, we want to pray for you. We want to pray for your son. We want to pray for your daughter. We want to pray for your brother. We want to pray for your uncle. When you pray together, battles are won in unity. You can't win when you're alone. And I've heard many times people say this, and it's a shame to say this, things like this. Oh, you're going through a situation because of your sin, your past sins. Remove those words and say, you know something, brother and sister, let's get together and let's pray for each other instead. That there's something that has value. That son of yours is suffering. We want to bring him back home. So we got to do everything in its power, depending on the Holy Spirit, and do the work of the Holy Spirit. The churches have grown before in the past. It's because there was fellowship with one another and they prayed in unity. And you know, you've heard that probably what Pastor Allen preached about the day of Pentecost. If there was no unity, there would be no power of the Holy Spirit coming down. There had to be unity. There had to be one accord. The scripture says in one accord. So we got to be in unity. When you hear someone, it must break your heart. You see, that person is lost. You know something? We're going to fight for it. And we're going to fight until something happens. Until that person is recovered and brought back home. Is that what you want? Do you want to live a relationship that is split? No, we want a relationship that is together, as God intended family to be. God did not intend us to be separated, to be hurt, to be broken, but God intended us to be together in unity. And some of us have to get out and say, you know something, maybe this is the year to get out and say, you know, I'm going to attack Satan and I'm going to do whatever it takes to allow us to bring back what belongs to me. So when I even heard about the situation, 318 trained men from this household, then he did what? He divided these men and attacked them. And the Bible says in verse 15, and he routed them, pursuing them as far as Hobah, north of Damascus. So Abram divided two groups, one from the front, probably one from the back. Just divided them and says, you know something, we're going to get a way to get these guys because we have to rescue Lot. We got to get back the possessions. We got to rescue Lot. So they divide. They were planned. He depended on the soldiers. He depended on God and they planned it. You and I we're got to be smart cookies. The enemy is not dumb. The enemy is very smart. So we got to be smarter than the enemy. So we got to work in unity. We got to say, you know something, let's do it this way. Brother, I'll pray for you this week. Now, tomorrow I'll pray for this week. And now I'm going to pray this day. And I'm going to pray this day. You got to pray in any situation, in every corner, and you got to cover every angle because we're going to go back and get what we lost. So we got to pray in unity and take it together. Some of us, you know, we got to work. So he divided them. He found a way to say, we're going to go from the back, and then all of a sudden, from the front and the back, just to get, and they won, and they got the possessions back. So they went, when they have heard, they put on this full armor of God, they protected themselves, and they set a plan, and they said the plan is to go and to rescue Lot and to take back the possessions. And you get this, and they have this full armor. Now you and I, if you don't have the armor, you can't fight. If you don't have the unity, you can't fight. You can't do it alone. You need unity. You need to work together. You can have the armor of God, but you don't have unity with the brothers and sisters, you're not going to go far. Because sooner or later, you're going to get beaten. You got to work together. And we're going to do it. This Father's Day, we're going to work together. We're going to pray. We're going to believe until something happens. Because I believe this is the year that sons and daughters will come back to Jesus Christ. I do believe that. I get excited because I believe in the scriptures and I believe in the promises of God. He loves the backslidden. But we got to pray for the backslidden. We got to pray for that person that his heart will be softened. So they come back to go to Jesus Christ once again to serve him. Remember, so he divided his men and attacked them. You and I know someone may be experiencing that right now. That's feeling separated and feeling lonely and down, discouraged, whatever it is. But we have the Holy Spirit, the third person of God, the third person of true and of God. The Bible presents the Holy Spirit as God's empowering presence. Not only that he gives us the Holy Spirit that he promises, he will be with us wherever we go. So you're not fighting alone. The Holy Spirit is there with you. The Lord will fight for you and he shall hold your peace, the Bible tells us in Exodus 14:14. In Luke 10:19, I have given you authority. Do you understand that? He has given us authority. And you find that in Luke 10:19. He has given us authority. Oh, don't you hear that? Man, oh, man and women of God, he has given us a tool. He has given us a tool. It is in your hands. It is in my hands. Do you want what belongs to you? He has given us the authority to get back for it. Isn't that amazing to know? When we pray, you must believe it's happening. When we pray, we must believe that God already responded before we even open our mouth. Amen. Because we believe in the power of prayer. And many of us here have experienced the hand of God and how God responded to our prayer. So this morning, he has given us the authority. He has given us the authority to crush the serpents. He has given us the authority by the power of God. And he's given us the authority to go out and cast out demons in people's lives. He has given us the authority to lay our hands on someone and that person to be restored. He has given us the authority, you and I. I don't know. Brother, if we look to that side there, to the left, what do we see? A church, is that right? What church is that? Presbyterian? Lutheran. And this church is what? This is a Pentecostal church. I'm no T.D. Jakes, but I can tell you something. When God's word is being preached, and his promises are coming out for us, just don't let it slide by you. Just take it. This is a Pentecostal church. This is a church that is alive today. He's given us the authority to trample on the serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy. And nothing shall be by any means hurt you. Any means hurt you. So look at it, at the next verse. The next word that we're going to look at is pursuing. They were following. In verse 15 it says, and he said, to his servants deployed against them by night, attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobah, to the north of Damascus. We can think about attacking, but if you don't act on it, you're not going to go far. You need to go. You need to pursue. You need to follow. They went to pursuit as far as Dan. They went far away, and when they went and traveled, they pursued until they recovered back the possessions and Lot. Now you know, if you want something badly, you got to go for it. You got to go for it. Man, I can tell you something. If some of you are so hungry this morning, I want to say this because I want to break the ice a little bit. If you're so hungry and you're on the sofa, you're home and you're on your sofa and you're hungry, you don't care who's in front of you, you're going to go to that fridge. Or you can even tell your wife, say, could you cook me some fried chicken or something like that? Because when you're hungry, you're going to go for it. When you're hungry for something, you're going to go for it. If you want to see your son or relationship, whatever it is, a dream back, you got to go for it. You can't just look at it and say, I wish I can have it. But you don't do anything for it. You got to go for it. So when he had heard, he attacked, he pursued, and then he recovered. And he took back. He says, look at this. He really brought back his relative Lot and his possessions together. Okay, well, we didn't want to forget the women, but he even took the women. Look at that. He even took the women and other people. He did not forget the women. He didn't want to get just Lot. He took everybody. Because they didn't belong there. They belonged in another place. They belonged where Abraham was. So he went out and he rescued them to recover what belonged to them. It's time for us to recover what belongs to us. So what are the things that we must do? You who know of someone, you have heard of someone who's living like that, now you just put on your armor. Put on that armor, work in unity, and say, let's, brothers and sisters, get on our knees. We're going to fight. We're going to fight. And we're going to attack the enemy. We're going to fight until what you rescue it. Until you rescue what belongs to you this morning. Might, you know, when we want something in life, we not need to go for it. He didn't fight from selfish motives to gain personal gain. He fought because he loved Lot and wanted to help him. When you consider the characteristics of Abraham's army, you see what it takes in the spiritual realm to have victory over the world. You need to attack. You have the tools to attack. You have the Word. You have the Holy Spirit. You have that armor. Just attack. Now, if you have the armor of God and you're missing the sword, you're not going to go far to attack. You're going to have things to protect, but you also have one to defend you. You have things to defend yourself, but you have something to attack is the Word of God. You must have the Word of God. And that's why we're trained men. We're protecting. We're training ourselves to fight, to go out. So then we have to pursue and get what, follow until you find it and you say, listen, I want that back. And you take it back into your hands. New Hope Christian Assembly, we need to take back what the enemy stole from us. God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and you see it in Acts 10, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Jesus is with us. Jesus was also taking territory. God called us to invade and have impact. He did not call us just to look at it, invade and have impact. We do not need to look around and wait around when something happens. No, react on it right away and go for it. Rather, our actions should be making the enemy react to us. We are in battle to see people restored to the Father. So fathers, mothers, if you have something that belongs to your household, I'm not talking about possessions. I'm talking about something that has value, life. It can be a whatever it is, but something that has a heartbeat, that is away from your household. It is time to attack. Attack the enemy and bring them back to Christ. Bring them back to your household so they can serve and worship the Lord together. Let's all stand for a moment. Our God is a faithful God. In Lamentations 3, 22, 23, if the scriptures go up there, I want to read with you that this morning. If it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. In verse 23, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God is a God who does not change. His character does not change. God's love does not change. And God keeps his promises. So who, if God is for us, who can be against us. So when you go, just remember yourself, if God is in the picture, He will fight for you. He will fight for you until you recover what belongs to you this morning. Let us pray this morning. Father, we thank You for this wonderful day that You've given to us, as it was a full-packed day, Lord, with testimonies, oh Father, with the worship, oh Father, with dedication, and also for Your word this morning. Father, we have prayed, we have believed, we have heard. Father, we thank You for this church and for everyone that's come here this morning on this day, Lord, as it is a Father's Day. But Lord, we want to remind ourselves through the Scriptures this morning, as we have heard through Your word, oh God, that Lord, is when something valued is lost in our lives, oh Father, we want to go for it, oh God. But help us, O Lord, to overcome situations, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to fight, O God. Not to fight people, O God, but fight, Lord, to fight this spiritual, darkness of this world, O God. Father, we want to pray for our loved ones, Father. We want to pray for our young people, our children, our youth, O God. We want to pray for our relationship with our families, O God. Though there's some people here have lost their relationship with their children, relationship with their siblings, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, O Lord, that we're just not going to look at the situation, but Lord, act upon it, O God. And the only way we're going to act upon it, O Lord, is we're going to get on our knees and pray and believe, O God, and recover what belongs to us, O God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, O Father, for everyone that has come here. If there's someone, O God, that is going through the hardest, darkest time of their life, we pray, O Lord, that Your Holy Spirit would just meet their needs right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We thank You, Lord, for another day that You've given to us, O Lord. We pray that You continue to bless us, O God. Continue to be with us, O Lord. As, O Lord, as we go home this morning, O God, we pray, O God, to remember, O Lord, You're the one who fights for us, O God. And we pray, O God, and we're believing, O God, that great things will happen in these days ahead to come, O Father. Father, we want to say that we love You. We adore You in the name of Jesus, and all God's people say, amen and amen. May God bless you. Have a great day.